Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us this morning. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. Donna Brazile is with us, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you, she is one of the classiest human beings in Washington, D.C. And as you get to know her more, and as she's going to be joining us on this show, and you, I know you've seen her on television before. You're going to agree with me. If you don't already, she's currently the chair of the Democratic National Committee's Voting Rights Institute. As you also know her as the former campaign manager for Gore Lieberman in the last presidential election, and she's our new friend. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and congratulations on that award. I'm sure your family really enjoyed seeing you get that award, and I hope you continue to do the good work that you're doing in promoting small businesses across the country.
I appreciate that, Donna, very much. Thank you for that. Donna, I appreciate you being on the show today because, as I mentioned earlier to you, and as I told my audience earlier, Gritch Galen, an old friend of yours, was on the show at the previous hour. We talked about things from the Republican persuasion. You're going to talk about it from the Democrat persuasion. So I'm calling these two interviews the "What Game Are You Guys Watching?" interviews, and because I know that you've got a little different take on things, and talk to us a little bit about where the Democrat Party is right now, and let's talk in terms of a general perspective. What's the Democrat Party got going on these days?
Well, the party, after losing the 2002 midterm elections, is really back to the basics, back to communicating with voters one-on-one, going door-to-door. The congressional leadership is, of course, part of the opposition party. Their job is to protect working families, to promote policies and programs that will ensure that all Americans get back to work, as well as to secure the educational future for our children. I think the party is in good shape at the presidential level. As you know, we have 9 individuals running for office. Jim, if you have some free time on your hands, I think you should announce tomorrow and get on out there yourself because it's wide open.
I'm afraid I'm a little too plain spoken to be a politician.
Well, you know what, Jim? I think that is absolutely needed today in American politics. We have so many people who get out there who double speak and then double deal and do double talk, and they never really get down to talking to people the way you and I know that mm-hmm. the American people like to be talked to, plain mm-hmm. spoken and just straight from the heart.
Well, who of the nine candidates, who fits that bill the best?
Well, I think, first of all, they all have unique voices, ranging from the eloquence of, say, a Dick Gephardt and John Kerry and Edwards and Lieberman to what I call the spiritual sounds of the Kucinich and Deans and Sharptons of the mm-hmm. world, the gentle voice of perhaps Carol Moseley Braun. But as you know, we also have some individuals.
The gentle voice of Carol Moseley Braun?
Yeah, she's the only woman running this year.
Yeah.
You know, last time around, Elizabeth Dole was the only woman running in the Republican primary.
Right.
I'm sort of excited by the fact that every cycle we have a female voice in the whole show because it's important. Women make up over half of the population, over 54% of the voting age population, and why not a woman? It's time that we elect a woman president, and it's going to happen one day. It's happened in other democracies, and I think it will happen in America eventually.
Well, what about President Donna Brazile?
Oh, sir, let me just tell you something. I could do a lot of things well. I love politics. I love public service. But as for me, I enjoy running campaign and managing campaigns. I don't think I would make the finest president, but I do support.
I think you'd make an excellent president.
No, you don't. You know, I'm a Southern girl, so I'm a little bit tough. You know, they raise us with biscuits in the morning.
That's the reason I think you'd be a good one, though. But no, seriously, the reason I say that, I'm not just blowing smoke on you, Donna. The reason I say that is, you're not a shrill ideologue,
no,
like we've got on both sides of the aisle, in the Republican and the Democrat persuasion, you're not like that. And I think that that Democrats and Republicans, but especially Democrats, need to model their demeanor more along the lines of the way you behave.
Well, I'm a common sense American. I value freedom and liberty and justice for all Americans. I support my country, especially securing our borders. I supported our troops over there in Iraq. I was so proud to see Jessica Lynch and Shoshana and all of the other POWs return. It was very difficult for me to cut off the TV. I pray practically every day for their return and safety of those who are still there fighting for our freedom. I love my country. I've represented my country in international forums.
Donna, let me stop you.
We've got to stop and sell some things.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back after these messages, folks. It's 2012. Donna Brazile is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Jeffrey Dobkin. He's going to talk to us about marketing. We've got Rick Pinion, who will be talking to us about financial planning. Maddie Dyckwall is going to join us to talk to us about the cycles in our lives. Steve Martin is going to help us improve our profitability. And let me remind you, on Wednesday, I will be interviewing our old friend Steve Forbes, who's going to be with us again. Looking forward to getting Steve back on the show. So mark your calendars that at this point in the show on Wednesday, Steve Forbes will be back with us. We're visiting with our new friend, Donna Brazile. Many of you have seen her on television. She's been on television quite often in a lot of different venues. She's the former campaign manager for Gore Lieberman 2000, the last presidential election on the Democrat side. She's the chair of the Democrat National Committee's Voting Rights Institute. What is the VRI, Donna?
The VRI was established after the 2000 presidential campaign as a vehicle to educate and motivate the American people to get involved in the political process. The stated mission is to protect and promote the right of all citizens to vote. As a result of our efforts, and I think the efforts of others on the Republican side, we now have a national election reform bill that will help make voting in this country a lot simpler and hopefully a lot saner so that we don't repeat the mistakes of Florida where we had those hanging chads and swinging chads, and my favorite, Jim, is still the pregnant chad.
Yeah.
We were a laughingstock all over the world.
It was pretty sad.
The world's greatest democracy, and we're sitting there for 36 days trying to figure out if this ballot had a pregnant indentation.
Right.
And that's what we're about.
None of us will forget the guy holding his glasses up so we can look at the chat. You know, we spent hundreds of billions of dollars getting ready for Y2K, and we couldn't figure out how to punch a chad. That is pretty bad. Now, the Voting Rights Institute, that's a Democrat organization, and are you educating people in a bipartisan way, or is it more Democrat? And then is there a Republican counterpart to that?
Well, we don't discriminate based on party affiliation. When our party goes out and run elections and we put out a toll-free line and say, if you have any problems at the poll, call this number. Mm-hmm. A Republican can call, independent, Green Party member, and, of course, targeted to Democrats to make sure that they don't have problems. Some Democrats called last year and say, I forgot my polling location. Where do I go? Others came called and said in their city they ran out of ballots. So it depends on what some of the complaints are, but we try to work in a bipartisan fashion, like the members of Congress who approved the election reform bill. You know, you can't get anything done in this country as a Republican or a Democrat anymore. You got to try to get it done as an American who believes in the fundamental freedoms of all people, especially the right to vote, which is a very important right that we should protect and preserve because it is the basis of our democracy.
Absolutely. Donna, what do we got to do in America to get the vitriol out of politics? And I mean, we can all disagree, but we don't have to be so ugly and hateful to each other. What do we got to do to make politics become more statesmanlike and less partisan?
Well, the first thing is, I don't know if you recall that period right after September 11, 2001, for about 6 to 7 weeks, the American people came together.
It was beautiful.
In an unusual way. Even those of us who live in the nation's capital, I live 8 blocks from the capital, And on my blog, there are Republicans and Democrats. But you know what? That day, we were all Americans. We were all trying to figure out if we had water, something to eat. And you know, there was such chaos. We were trying to figure out how just basically to protect our country.
Right.
And we didn't care about, you know, your background. Mm-hmm. There was a guy who came in from Alaska. He had a couple pounds of salmon. I'm like, hey, man, put that on ice because we may be eating that, you know. We didn't know. We really didn't know. And so for weeks, the Congress, the Republicans and Democrats just really came together, and they did what was best for America. I hope that the only way to make this happen is that we got to stop, you know, supporting these career politicians who've made a career out of protecting their turf or protecting their little pork project. And forgetting about the little guy or the little girl who's just trying to make a difference and make a living.
Are you in favor of term limits?
Well, no, because I think the best term limit is voters going to the poll and just getting people out.
That's where the educated voter comes in, then, isn't it?
Absolutely. Did you know that we're one of the lowest performing democracies in the world? In the last election cycle, during the primary season, less than 20% of the American people got out to vote. I mean, can you imagine 2 out of 10 Americans choosing our leaders?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we're faced with. We're facing with people who are just sick and tired of politicians, sick and tired of the political process. But voting is the lifeblood of our democracy. If we don't reengage our citizens back into the process, we're going to continue to elect what I call these poison pills who will get there and just come there with an ideological bent on X, Y, and Z and not looking at the big picture. We need to start looking at the big picture.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
When I look back and see North Korea now, you know, bragging that they have nuclear weapons, and then it took us months to get China to get engaged and the others to help us even, you know, pull that meeting together. We gotta step up to the plate as American citizens and stop saying, oh, only one or two people can do it. It's our duty to protect our country, to promote our country, to educate our citizens, and to keep this country number one, the way we would like to live. Nobody wants to be under the rule of another country, and yet, as Americans, I think we take our freedoms and liberty for granted.
Donna, I agree with you, but who of the nine candidates on the Democrat side, who has the same message that you just gave us?
Well, you know, it's a little early because this is the, you know, Louisianans, we have four seasons. Mardi Gras, then followed by crawfish, and then shrimp, and then crab. I feel, but between shrimp and crab season, because we're in crawfish season now, we're going to find somebody who will get their voice together, who will water our appetite, so, you know, we'll go out there and support them. But this
right.
is the early part. This is when people are just ducking in and out of the political landscape, you know,
yeah.
like crawfish. They're just jumping up and down. We've got to catch one, fetch them, and then
stand by, Donna. We're
going to
take a quick break. I told you we'd have fun when Donna Brazile joined us. 10 till, we'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And guess what, folks? By Monday, you're going to be seeing something brand new. I know I've been promising you this for a long time, but it's happening. We're flipping the switch today, and you're going to see all the stuff we've been working so hard on for the last 6 months. I'm really excited about talking to you about it. We'll be doing that next week. And by the way, folks, I will be in Dallas, Texas, 3 days next week, broadcasting from there. And I'm going to be doing some work down there for Office Depot, but also I'm going to be giving a speech at the Dallas Fed, at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Bob McTeers, my friend down there, has invited me to come down and give them those guys a little talk, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to talk about you, small business owners, and I'm looking forward to that. Donna Brazile is our guest. She's the chair of the Democrat National Committee's Voting Rights Institute. She's a former campaign manager for Al Gore, as you know. And Joe Lieberman in the last election. Donna, talk to us about the president's, what he calls the job creation bill. It's a tax cut. How are the Democrats doing with this?
Well, by and large, the Democrats who supported the first tax cut, first of all, several of them are no longer around to support this round of tax cuts. The second thing is John Burrow and others who essentially helped to broker the first compromise no longer on the same page. They don't see any dividends from the first tax cut. They're skeptical that this large tax cut will help produce jobs and economic growth, and so therefore they've taken the approach to cut it in half, and they've gone at the support of a couple of Republicans. So I don't see this tax cut going forward in the full size that the president wanted to. And I think part of the problem is that since the first round of tax cuts, the states have gone, some of these states have gone just totally in this whole sea of red with budget cuts and layoffs, and the governors are not very supportive. So they're not getting a lot of support from home from the voters, nor the governors. And so they're afraid that another round of massive tax cut would be both irresponsible and unfair. So I don't see this tax cut moving as quickly as the previous one. And perhaps it's time to sort of go back to the drawing board and come up with a plan that would help small businesses get their growth going again, as well as to target these tax cuts to individuals who will spend it to help spur economic growth.
Mm-hmm. Donna, I don't hear anybody talking about, you know, the Republicans want a tax cut, the Democrats don't want a tax cut at all. They're going to compromise on something less than the president wanted, but more than the Democrats wanted. But I don't hear anybody saying, let's stop spending. What's wrong with that? Why aren't they doing that?
Well, you know,
I don't think we have a revenue problem as much as we have a spending problem.
We have a serious spending problem. I mean, we're now back into deficit spending. And you know, that borrowing that the government will do will take away the borrowing power from small businesses.
That's right.
And individuals. It's going to raise our long-term interest rate, and it's not going to help us long-term. You know, again, I go back to the premise that a strong America is a prosperous America, and we've got to get people working again. We've got to solve some of our basic fundamental problems in this country in terms of economic restructuring. We've got to put security back into our retirement programs, our pension programs, restore investors' confidence in the stock market so people can take their money from underneath their mattress and bring it back to the bank. You know, we have some real problems, but you're right. As we speak, I can tell you right now, I'm eight blocks from the Capitol. I smell the pork every time these guys come in town.
And it's on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, come on, man. They put $15 and $20 million. You know, that money adds up.
It adds
up. On this
up.
Day, we're trying to save this little species. On this day, we're trying to save this little park. And this day, we're trying to save this little tax break. And it all adds up. And I think we need to really come clean and just say, look, at a time when our country is at war, at a time when we're trying to secure our borders and provide for the homeland security and also economic growth, we got to cut out some of this pork spending.
Mm-hmm. Donna, I got to stop you because we're going up on the end of the hour. But before we do, I've got about 20, 30 seconds. Who's going to be the nominee, the Democrat nominee a year from now?
Well, I'm going to leave your mouth watering today because I believe it's going to happen between crab and shrimp season. So I think it's going to be someone who has not just a wonderful wealth of experience and by serving in Congress. There's going to be someone who shows the American people that he's compassionate, that he can stand toe-to-toe with this president on issues of national security, as well as somebody who can demonstrate to Democratic primary voters that he has what it takes to lead this country in the 21st century. So it's too soon to tell.
She's not going to give us a name, folks, but she's going to come back, and I'm going to keep asking her. And eventually, before the thing happens, we're going to make her tell us. Donna Brazile, thank you for being here. Good job today.
God bless you, and God bless your listeners.
You too, Donna, and we'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every single member of our military standing a post around the world. God bless you. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.